No law at all in Deadwood. Is that true?
No law can make it respect. Where only the few survive and many are forgotten. It's Deadwood Radio with Earl Brown, and it's only here in Outlaw Country.
Hey, you're in Outlaw Country on Sirius Satellite Radio, and you're listening to the Deadwood Radio Show, and I'm Earl Brown. Probably know me best as Dan Doherty. Last couple of weeks, we've been coming into the studios, bringing some records. Steve Popovich Jr. was nice enough to set this up and said, guys, come in, talk about the show, play whatever music you want. That's what we're here. I got a special co-host this week. Say hello.
Jerry Jewell. I play Jewell on Deadwood.
That's right. You probably know Jewell from pushing her broom and wearing her dress and being berated by the evil Al Swearingen for the last few weeks.
Oh, yes. Big time.
Well, thanks for coming down, Jerry.
My pleasure, in a heartbeat.
All right, this is kind of your theme song. I've played it before. Actually, our band played it live for you, but I want to open the show with this one. This is a Terry Allen song. It's called Peggy Leg.
There's a one-legged woman on the dance floor. That one leg's so pretty she don't need no more. She got a graceful demeanor, a pure ballerina with a beautiful heart. Who gives a damn if she's one leg short? 'Cause if you knew Peggy Leg, you'd be down at her knee and beg and beg her to just give you some time of day. But she'd just blow you a kiss, boy, and twirl's a twirl, and this is all she'd say.
We all got missing parts right from the start. We got to live with about all a body can do is just stumble on through what God gives to it. All you need is a heart and just enough of a brain to get you half-ass in out of the rain.
She sings a full-bodied song about a one-legged man. She kinda jiggles her thigh when she sings of this guy and the perfect balance of life, about how all he's got left is just what she's got right. And if you knew Peggy Leg, you'd be down at her knee and beg and beg her to just give you some time of day. But she'd blow you a kiss, boy, twirl's a twirl, this is all she'd say.
We all got missing parts right from the start. We got to live with that all a body can do is just stumble on through what God gives to it. All you need is your heart and just enough of a brain to get you half-ass in out of the rain.
If you knew Peggy Leg, you'd be down at her knee and beg and beg for her to just give you some time of day. But she'd blow you a kiss, boy, and twirls that twirl, blows you away. Mm-hmm.
it's just a beat-up truck and a dream about a better life. Grandmama cried when she whipped it by. You never heard such a lonesome sound. Pretty soon the dirt road turned into blacktop Detroit City bound. Down that hillbilly highway, on that hillbilly highway, that old hillbilly highway goes on and on. Now we worked and saved this money, so and one day he might send my old man off to college to use his brains and not his hands. Grandmama cried when he said goodbye. You never heard such a lonesome sound. Daddy had himself a good job in Houston, one more rolling down that old hillbilly highway. That old hillbilly highway. That old hillbilly highway goes on. Such a lonesome sound. Now I'm standing on this highway, and if you go my way, you know where I'm bound. Bound that hillbilly highway. On that hillbilly highway. That old hillbilly highway goes on.
Catch the one who taught you your fucking manners.
I got a girl that's sweet to me. She just ain't what she used to be. Just a little high-headed, that's plain to see. Don't get above your razor, stay down there with me. Used to be when you didn't have nothing, I was plain to see. Don't get above your razor, stay down there with me. You see, don't get above your razor, stay down there. Don't get above your razor, stay down there with me. better be yourself and leave that other stuff on the shelf. You're a country baby, that's plain to see. Don't get above your radar, stay down to earth with me.
You know, I love this radio station. I love this radio station because there's no strict, narrow little format that all the damn songs have to fit in, and you're going to hear the same song every hour on the hour. Nope, I like variety. In that first block, you heard Terry Allen, you heard Steve Earle, and you heard Flat and Scruggs. And guess what? Jerry, we got a special guest.
We do.
We have royalty here amongst us. We have an Emmy winner. I've never won an Emmy. Have you won an Emmy?
No, I have not.
You haven't?
No.
Well, there's somebody in this room that has.
Yes, there has.
It's not the guy sitting over there behind the board.
No,
nope.
It isn't.
It is the one, the only, Cleveland, Tennessee's Janie Bryant.
Hi, y'all.
Janie makes our clothes.
I'm Janie Bryant. I play the costume designer.
That's right. That's right. No, you're not the costume designer. That's Gordy Clapp. Remember, Gordy shows up as
The tailor
on the show. No, you make the clothes that we wear. I said Ian and I spoke of how the town itself is a character within the television show, and I said the credit to that goes to our art director, our wardrobe designer, and that'd be you. I guess that's why you got that Emmy on your desk.
I guess it is. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah. Well, tell us what goes into your work. Why did you win that Emmy? Don't worry, if you find yourself at a loss for words, I have a song queued up here. It's called Sharp Dressed Men, Brad Paisley's version of ZZ Top. So the minute you go blank again, I'm going to push this button and play that song.
I know, you put me on the spot. You know, I was thinking about this on the drive over here, and you know, my favorite moments of designing this show are about being with the actors, and I know all of y'all thought I was so crazy about, like, oh, we're going to put the plaids with the stripes and the holy dress, and we're going to patch it up, and, you know, all those, everybody thought I was insane. David Milch, Greg Feinberg, everybody thought I was crazy, and, you know, I just mixed it all together, and everything worked, and it was layered and textured. And
that is why, the week following the Emmys, you walked around with that thing holding it up going, icky, icky, nah, nah.
Don't lie. Don't lie. That's not true.
Okay, I'm going to play a song. This is in honor of her presence, Janie Bryant's presence. This is Sharp Dressed Man.
Crazy about a sharp-dressed man. I'll go watch Diamond Ring. I ain't missing not a single thing. Cufflinks, stick pin. When I step out, I'm gonna do you in. They come a-running just as fast as they can. Every girl's crazy about a sharp-dressed man. Thank you.
crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
Mr. You don't have have to act so surprised. But if it's her you want, I don't care about that. Well, you can have my girl, but don't touch my hat. Well, I grew up lonesome on the open range, and that cold north wind can make a man feel strange. My John B. Stetson was my only friend, and we have stuck together through many a woman. So if it's her you want, I don't care about that. Well, you can have my girl, but don't touch my. Down just anywhere. So if you plead not guilty, I'll be the judge. We don't need no jury to decide, because while I wear a seven and you're out of order, 'cause I can tell from here you're a seven and a quarter. If it's her you want, I don't care about that. You can have my girl, but don't touch mine. Say if it's her you want, I don't care about that. Well, you can have my girl, but don't touch mine. Girl, but don't touch my hat. Well, you can have my girl, but don't touch my hat. Well, you can have my girl, but don't touch my hat.
If you'll gather round me, children, a story I will tell. Pretty boy Floyd, an outlaw, Oklahoma knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee, it was Saturday afternoon. His wife beside him in his wagon, as into town they rode. There a deputy sheriff approached him in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language, and his wife she overheard. Pretty boy grabbed the log chain and the deputy grabbed his gun, and in the fight that followed he laid that deputy down. There's a many a starving farmers, the same old story told, how this outlaw paid their mortgage and saved their little home. Others tell you of a stranger that come to beg a meal, and underneath his napkin left $1,000 bill. It was in Oklahoma City, it was on a Christmas day. There come a whole carload of groceries with a letter that did say, well, you say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief, here's a Christmas dinner for the families on relief. Now it's through this world I ramble, I see lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six-gun, some with a fountain pen. But it's through your life you travel, and it's through your life you roam. You won't never see an outlaw drive a family from their home.
This is Jerry Jewell, and you're listening to Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country.
That's right, it's me and Jerry. That'd be Dan Doherty and Jewell. And then one of the magicians behind the scene is our special guest, Janie Bryant. Thanks for coming again, Janie. You know, I love teasing her because I found out she was from Tennessee and I'm from Kentucky. You know, and I thought, hell yeah, man, we got a good-looking chick in Tennessee, man. She's going to wear like tube tops and cutoffs and flip-flops. I have yet to see you in a tube top.
You would like that, Earl, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd love that.
Don't forget the Virginia Slim.
The LA Virginia Slim 120, baby. That's right.
Menthol.
I was teasing her about it, and she said, well, you say it. That's not the country I'm from.
That's right. I'm from the country club, and I always say to Earl, you know, Earl, I am a Southern debutante.
It would embarrass her the first year when she realized what a redneck I was. How that I would tease her and watch your ears turn red.
You just didn't think I was proud of my roots.
No. Huh?
I am.
How in the hell?
I am so proud of them.
Yeah, well, we had the conversation earlier. You went to the Methodist church. I was much more proper than us foot-washing Baptists.
True.
You know,
I guess. We had robes. We had choir robes.
Oh, well, y'all's proper, see?
That was the split.
Hey, where did you grow up? Where'd you grow up, Jerry?
I grew up in Southern California, Orange County, most of my childhood. But I was born in Buffalo, New York. And oddly enough, that's where David Mills was from as well. So
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
And you started, I mean, I remember you from Facts of Life.
Yes.
And that was...
I did too.
Yes, that was my big break.
Was that your first TV gig?
I did a couple of things before that, but that was my first major break.
You'd done the Tonight Show at that point, hadn't you?
Yeah, I was doing a lot of the talk shows doing stand-up.
Well, that's what I remember you from, was being on Johnny.
Yeah.
The first, I may have been the first time, I don't remember.
Well, I did a lot of those kinds of shows in the beginning. I did a lot of those shows and doing stand-up. And then Cousin Jerry was my first real acting role that put me in prime time.
Who in the hell knew that it would lead to our violent and vulgar...
Oh, I can't believe it. I was on a G-rated show. I'm known for Cousin Jerry, pure, beautiful Cousin Jerry. And then I get cast on Deadwood, and now I'm learning the real fact of life 25 years later. Huh. I mean... Yeah,
I got a record queued up. I'm gonna play this one for Janie because I really think it's Travis Tritt. I'm a member of a country club.
Thank you, Earl.
I took a double take out on the interstate when I saw her making eyes at me, so I followed her down. Clubhouse Drive, past the pool and the 18th green. And in the parking lot, I said, it's mighty hot. Maybe I could buy you a beer. She said, I'm glad you asked, but I'll have to pass, cause only members are allowed in here. And I said, I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. Hey, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I shoot a mighty mean game of pool. And any honky tonk roadside pub, I'm
seem to go bouncing around in a beat-up truck with a man in wore-out jeans. It's 5 o'clock before Friday night, and here's where the fun begins. So don't worry about your reputation, 'cause you can tell all your friends that I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck, do my drinking from a Dixie cup.
those society people in New York City
who live with their heads up their asses anyway will believe them.
Favorite parts was I used to go down to Luckenbach and ride around with Hondo in his old pickup truck. He had an old green Chevy pickup. The outside of it looked like it had been beat all over with a tire iron. And when he opened the door, all his junk rolled out, all his old snuff cans and jumper cables and chains and piece of wood he's whittling on, maybe an old can he'd used somewhere. My favorite part, though, was riding home from Luckenbach late on a big full moon night. We'd turn the lights off, kind of ride along in the moonlight. Across the top of this one hill, Honda would say, "Hey, think it's right, we're going to go for the coasting record." He'd shut the truck off, we'd go down this little grade in the road. I'd say, "Honda, how far is the coasting record so far?" He said, "That big tree up there at the end of the hill." We'd be all leaning in the cab, trying to get the truck going a little bit farther. I mean, I didn't know how serious it was. I mean, going for a record and everything, I had to try my best. Some of the fun you can have in your pickup truck. Yeah, I used to look forward to Saturdays when me and my grandpa get away. I've been his pickup truck and we'd go to town. We had a couple chores that we had to do. It didn't take long before we were through. Then we let the pickup truck just wander around. Make a run to the county now. It always waved when we saw someone. Grandpa'd make up a song as we rolled along. In the post office without the fail, we get to feed and we check out the mail. They never took the same road twice on the way back home. A few years out of running free, I spent two or three in New York City, and I moved back to Texas tired, hell it had enough. I go to Luke and Buck on Saturdays, cause Hondo had a way to brighten up my day. He always made me laugh when we rode in his pickup truck. He'd make a run to the county dump, he'd always wave when we saw someone. And I'd make up the tale as we rolled along. Post office without fail, he gets to chew and we check out the mail. We never took the same road twice on the way back home. Well, I miss Grandpa and Honda too. I really miss things that we used to do. So last week I went out and bought me an old pickup truck. Now me and my kids spend Saturdays. We do fun things in a simple way. We love to start the day with a ride in the pickup truck. Take a run to the county down. We always wait when we see someone. The kids love to make up a song as we roll along. Post office without fail. We get stamps and we check out the mail. We never take the same road twice on the way back home. Fun's getting lost on the way back home.
I'm Earl Brown. This is Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country on Sirius Satellite Radio. And the cast, crew, Deadwood for the last few weeks and for the next several will be coming into this studio bringing in songs to play. Introduced you early to our special guest this week. It's Janie Bryant, our costume designer from Cleveland, Tennessee. Teasing her about her country upbringing, which she likes to deny, so I had to play Country Club from Travis.
And she knew every word.
The debutante.
Stored in the memory banks.
Then we closed it up that set with Pickup Truck Song with Jerry Jeff Walker, which is a perfect explanation for how I grew up. I can relate to every single lyric. You know, last week, Captain Turner brought over a cryptic note. Tipped us off to another bloody incident. You know, the blood and the violence and the gore just keeps adding up. And this week you're going to be really floored by something that happens. Also this week we get joined by new cast members. A whole other subplot will start taking root tomorrow night when theatrical troupe shows up into town and gets wound in our little web. of deceit.
Hi,
you know, I was blowing Janie's horn about her Emmy, you know, and teasing her and watching her turn red.
Well, I'd like to say one thing, Jenny. You know, I know I say a lot about that dress, and it sounds like I don't love it, but I love that dress. And I want you to know that I know it's a vintage dress. I know that it's a dress from that era, correct? Didn't you tell me that?
It is. Part of it is a genuine, and then the rest of the patches are patches that we've added.
Yeah, I mean, when I get into that dress, I am thrown back into an energy. Whoever owned that dress at that time, I think I become a little bit of that woman who had it. I mean, it's an amazing, powerful dress.
It is. As I always tell you, Jerry, you're famous because of that dress.
Yes. The woman in red. No, but it's not red. It's
you know,
it's patched.
It's patch.
We're taking this show for use of shameless self-promotion, and I'm going to jump in here on top of you and shamelessly self-promote my band, Sacred Cowboys. If you were in Deadwood a couple of weeks ago, Deadwood, South Dakota, I hope you stopped by and said hello. This song is for you.
At my field of Alabama, ain't no future in its ground. I packed my mule with earthly possessions, set afoot on Black Hills bound.
beyond the thunder of a gun. The bones of thirsty ghosts were sad and crying, believing their redemption day has come and gone. It's a bitter paradise, this dust of Eden, the lost and lonely kingdom of the plains. Well, God looked down and saw a world of suffering, and then cried out, I'm gonna give this place a name.
Messages from invisible sources, or what some people think of as progress.
Well, ain't the heathens used smoke signals all through recorded history?
How's that a fucking recommendation?
Well, seems to me like letters posted one person to another is just a slower version of the same idea.
When's the last time you got a fucking letter from a stranger?
Bad news about Paul.
Bad news. Tries against our interests is our sole communications from strangers. So by all means, let's plant poles all across the country, festoon the cocksucker with wires to hurry the sorry word and blinker our judgments of motive, huh?
You've given it more thought than me.
Ain't the state of things cloudy enough? Don't we face enough fucking imponderables?
Well, by God, you give the word, Alan, them poles will be kindling.